Welcome to this week's episode of the School Report for West Holmes, and we have the Athletic Director, Adam Brately, with us today. And welcome, Adam. Thanks for joining with us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And so we're kind of really getting solid into the winter sports season, but you guys had a pretty good fall season in the sports world.
Yeah, we did. A few teams. We had our girls cross country team has really been having a lot of success in the recent years. This was their fifth straight year that they had reached the state tournament. We had, for our girls soccer team, Charlie Murphy. She was actually named All-Region recently. She was already All-Ohio, but then she was named All-Region. She had 51 goals this fall. And then we had a college signing here this fall for a couple of our softball players. Lena Proper signed to play at Finley University, and then Briar Klein signed to play softball at Walsh University. Those are a couple of the highlights from the fall season.
And it looks like everybody's getting a pretty good start going into winter as well.
Yeah, our wrestling team has really had a lot of success last year. We returned three state qualifiers from last year, Loudon Dixon, Peyton Martin, and Cam McCluggage. Loudon was state champion last year. Pretty exciting experience for us. So we have those three back along with a pretty deep team. They've been doing well at tournaments and looking forward to seeing what they can do this year.
And is there anything else happening in the athletic world as we're pulling to the end of 2025 and getting ready for 2026?
Yeah, our girls basketball team, they've had a lot of success in recent years as well. They've reached the district title game in the last 5 years. They've won the league quite a few times over that span as well. They've won three games in a row. They seem to have a lot of momentum heading into the new year. Boys basketball, we got a young team. This is the second straight year with no seniors. So we have a really strong junior class that we're excited about. They really play hard. We have a couple wins already this year. And then our bowling team as well. This is kind of hard to believe. It's the fourth year of the program, but they've also done a great job in their 4 years.
I was going to say, the bowling team has been pretty steady since it started, hasn't it?
Yeah, we had a state qualifier in the second year, and then the girls finished second in the league last year. They have a lot of girls back from that team. We expect them to be pretty competitive this winter.
Is there anything else happening at West Holmes in the athletic department?
Yeah, we had this fall as well. We had some facility improvements that we were excited about. Our athletic boosters and school continue to have a commitment to improving our facilities. We resurfaced the tennis courts this fall. They look really nice. Throughout at our football games, you notice the new football scoreboard, and we have a new softball scoreboard for the spring season. So we have a lot of great sponsors who help take care of us. This is our second year as well. We had our field house addition in the previous fall, so we've had it. This is the second year, and we're continuing to put new equipment down there, trying to equip our trainers' office and things like that. So we've done a good job with continuing to improve our facilities as well this year.
Best way to go is to keep improving, and I'm sure that the field house has been an excellent addition for getting these kids into the physical condition that they need to be for their sports.
Yeah, it's been great. Honestly, it's an incredible weight room we have down there. When we have other teams come through, we show it off to people. People ask us about what our plan was for it. And then we have some weightlifting classes that we get the kids into. Coach Vaughn runs a couple of those classes. He does a great job getting our athletes in shape.
And is there anything that folks can look forward to as we head into 2026?
Yeah, and then in the spring season, a lot of those girls that were on the cross-country team, the state cross-country team, they'll be back in track. We had a lot of regional qualifiers last year, so hoping to get some girls, hopefully some boys as well, down to state. The boys, the baseball team's coming off a district title game from last year, so we had some success last spring that we hope to carry over into upcoming spring as well.
That is awesome. It's always, you always want to see returning faces, but it's good to get some new faces in as well and ready to go.
Yeah, definitely.
And is there anything else you'd like to share before we wrap up your school report?
No, that sounds good to me. Those are a couple of the things I wanted to share. I really appreciate your time and your coverage. You know, we love having you guys out at our games, live streaming, supporting our programs. I appreciate it.
We are happy to share. It gives the more community opportunity to catch the kids doing what they love to do. And that's what's important.
Yes, thank you.
All right, well, thanks so much. That was West Holmes Athletic Director Adam Brately for your West Holmes School Report here on WKLM.